choosing a mini-computer. There is a wide variety of applications in instrumentation and control for which a mini-computer is the quickest and most economical solution. In fact, in almost any situation in which in earlier years the solution would have been a fairly complex set of logic gates or relays, or a set of routine measurements and control operations, one should measure up a mini-computer. With some units selling for less than $3,000 and a range of almost 100 models available, it's likely that you will find what you're looking for. The differences between mini-computer models are frankly fewer than the similarities. Most mini-computers have a basic computing word of 12 or 16 binary digits or bits, an arithmetic unit which will add, subtract, and perform the standard logical functions on the bits of a word or on two words, doing these operations fully in parallel and in a few microseconds, a high-speed magnetic core memory, usually containing 4,096 words, and expandable in many cases by modular additions of 4,096 word modules, to as large as 32,768 words. Memory speed ranges from about 0.8 to 2 microseconds. One or more additional words of storage are provided in the form of high-speed flip-flop registers, or accumulators, with much faster access than the memory. Connections whereby a variety of input-output devices may be connected to the computer. There may also be provided in the computer mainframe enclosure space for several logical control units, hardware which allows features of the input-output devices to be controlled by the issuance of controlling instructions. Every mini-computer responds to a set of instructions which are placed in memory and fetched into the logical control unit for execution. At this point, we can begin to see significant differences between mini-computer types, for instruction sets may be very extensive, or in other cases relatively simple. It is generally true that if the computer is to be used for a very wide range of different applications, having more instructions in the instruction set reduces the size of programs. That is, there may be an instruction on a more complex mini-computer which can do the same job as the combination of two or more instructions in sequence on another machine. At the very minimum, the instructions of a mini-computer allow one to move a word between memory, any additional registers, and the input-output lines, and to perform arithmetic and logical operations on two words in combination. The arithmetic operations multiply and divide are usually available, implemented in hardware as an extra cost option for $2,000 or thereabouts. All machines also have instructions which allow the programmer to shift the contents of a register to the left or to the right, but some can make multiple shifts in a single instruction execution, while in others this must be programmed in an instruction loop. Clearly, if shifting is one of the main operations you need to perform, you would want to investigate the relative performance of several machines in this operation. But at the same time, you must take into account the other operations required and the speed which you really need in the computer to get your particular job done. While there are advantages in having a large instruction set, remember that the exercise of programming the computer may require more skill and experience to use the more complete instruction set, so there is a trade-off. The input-output facilities of mini-computers vary substantially from model to model. There are two basic organizations of input-output connections: the radial arrangement, where each input-output device connects separately to the computer, and the common bus arrangement, where a single multi-conductor cable leaves the computer and visits each I/O device in turn. In some models, in fact, all of the memory operations share the same bus as the input-output devices. This permits direct memory reference by the input-output devices. In other models, an optional Direct Memory Access, or DMA, module permits direct transfer to and from memory and I/O devices. If direct memory access is not available, the only way to move data into and out of the I/O devices is by moving it into a register as an intermediate step. Such a programmed data transfer is acceptable for relatively slow-speed I/O devices, but the high-speed storage devices, such as magnetic drums, call for the ability to automate the process in hardware through DMA, or direct memory access. Most mini-computers are ordered complete with a teletypewriter, having a device which can read or punch a 1-inch wide paper tape. A moment's reflection will convince you that some form of human-operated input-output device is desirable for the preparation and alteration of programs. If you have no such device, the only way that programs can be loaded into the computer's memory is by the time-consuming process of setting the contents of each word on panel switches and loading one word at a time. Of course, if you have several similar mini-computers, which use the same instructions, only one of them would need to have provisions for programming. The completed programs could, for example, be transmitted to the other mini-computers automatically over input-output connections. Alternatively, the program could be stored on magnetic tape on the programming computer system, and the tape transferred to a similar tape device attached to another computer. Another feature which is of importance in a great many applications is the interrupt operation. This is nothing more nor less than the ability of an input or output device to signal the computer that it needs attention. The usual operation performed by the computer is to complete the instruction then in progress, but to take its next instruction from a fixed memory location, such as location 0, the lowest number memory address. This can then direct the computer to handle the interrupt or service it. Not all applications require interruption. For example, the computer might sense the settings of a number of control sensors in a predetermined time sequence, so that the computer's main program would be in control at all times and operations would be performed synchronously. Where there is a sensor which must be noted under special conditions, for example, a dangerous condition which could occur too quickly to chance waiting for a polling cycle, an interrupt may be used. In most systems, it is possible to set up a set of priority levels for interrupts from various sources. An input-output device, which is most critical, will be given the highest priority. In practice, this means that it can gain the computer's attention when both it and a device of lower priority are simultaneously asking for attention. Priority interrupt schemes are somewhat variable in different makes and models, so if this is critical to you, you should understand just how the facility in a particular machine operates. For example, in some machines, it is possible to program the logic to accept no interrupt of lower priority than a given level. This permits certain interruption service procedures to be completed with the assurance that they will not be interrupted by less important activities. In other systems, this is done by programming which simply disables the interrupt circuit while critical steps are taken to service a previous interrupt. Thus, there can be significant differences in the ability of different mini-computers to respond to interruptions of various levels of priority. There are various other features which may be obtained as options. Some, such as circuitry which stops the computer in an orderly fashion when power fails and restarts it later, are available on most machines. Some are special additions to the computing power of a particular machine. Most mini-computers can be equipped with a very wide variety of peripheral devices, from card readers and punches to magnetic drum and disk storage devices to analog-digital input-output converters. There is usually relatively little difference in cost for these devices from one computer manufacturer to another, in part because many of the devices are built by specialty manufacturers for sale to original equipment manufacturers or OEMs. For certain applications, however, you might need special input, output, or storage equipment available only for one or another mini-computer. In complex applications such as process monitoring and control, software, that is, programs, can be lengthy and expensive to produce. It is well worthwhile to investigate whether the program you need has already been produced for the system you are thinking of purchasing. In some cases, it may be available free from the manufacturer. In other cases, you may purchase it from the original programming organization. Since many computers for such applications may rely heavily on programs prepared in the native language of the computer, that is, in machine language, it will usually be necessary to obtain a program which has been prepared for the specific computer you are purchasing and you must be certain that the I/O devices assumed by the program to be used are in fact provided on your system. In other words, when using a special purpose program, you must generally have an exact duplicate of the system for which the program was originally prepared. If the program allows certain changes, let's say it can handle a variety of types of sensors, you should be aware of the flexibility which is built into the program. Reprogramming, especially when the author of the original program is not available to you, can be very expensive and time-consuming. If you plan to produce the program from scratch, you will want to investigate the assistance provided in the form of program compilers and special programs for storage handling, for example, by the minicomputer manufacturer. These programs are usually beyond the ability and time schedule of the typical minicomputer user, and having tested programs of any useful sort is generally to be preferred versus doing it yourself. We have tried to describe some of the conditions which you will use in selecting a minicomputer for your application. The techniques for evaluation and selection are those used in any systems analysis task, some qualitative and others quantitative. One final test is recommended. When you have narrowed the choice to two or three different models, measure the responsiveness of the manufacturer. The speed and enthusiasm, and the accuracy and preciseness with which he responds to your request for information, demonstrations, and so forth, will probably be somehow related to the speed with which later service requirements may be responded to. It's good, too, to talk to other users who either have the same machine you are planning to purchase or who are using a machine for a similar application. Their experiences will be educational to you, at least, and may help you avoid a costly mistake. References for this report: IEEE Spectrum, August 1970. A special article on minicomputer applications by R. K. Jurgen. The IEEE Computer Group News, July-August 1970 issue. Three articles on minicomputer design and software. Small Computer Handbook, published by Digital Equipment Corporation, Maynard, Massachusetts. Varian Data 620i Computer Manual, published by Varian Data Machines, Irvine, California. These last two references, paperback books available at no cost, are cited for their extensive descriptions of the computers and accessories and are excellent background material. This report prepared by Walter R. Beam, Beam Associates, Chappaqua, New York. Date: Dial Access Technical Education is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list for this report, send a stamped self-addressed envelope with the title of the report to Date, care of IEEE, 345 East 47th Street, New York 10017.